Task 1. You are going to listen to a meeting where Kenneth, Andrea, and Kimberly discuss their ideas for the video clips with Kenneth's teacher, Miss Green. Listen to the meeting and write the missing information in the spaces provided in the note sheet. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers. Please come in. Good afternoon, everyone. Please take a seat. Now, Kenneth, could you introduce me to your classmates?
Well, this is Andrea and Kimberly.
Hello, Miss Green.
Nice to meet you, Andrea.
Good afternoon, Miss Green.
Good afternoon, Kimberly. Well, thanks for helping out. Okay, let's get started. I've finalised the dates of the project. You need to have the first video clip completed in 3 weeks, on the 13th of March. Are you guys okay with the 13th of March?
Sure, no problem.
Fine with me.
Good. Now, I'm giving you approximately 8 weeks to do all 4 video clips, so the deadline will be the 10th of May. I hope you guys are good at sticking to a deadline.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's talk about the workload and each person's duties. I mean, who's going to do what in this project?
I suppose we need someone to write the scripts for the videos. Since I'm not very good at writing, perhaps Andrea could be responsible for that.
Oh, I want to direct and film the videos. I'm familiar with video cameras and I've got a lot of experience.
Well, I don't mind writing and editing the scripts, but I would like to interview people too.
That's fine with me, Kimberly. I can direct and film the videos, and you can help out with the interviews. Kenneth told me that you had written video scripts before, so I think you'll be just perfect for the job.
That's good, because I can do other things like editing the clips and adding texts and sound effects. I'm familiar with a number of video editing programs, so that should be quite easy for me.
Great. Now, shall we take a look at the themes that all of you have come up with for the video clips?
Well, we have come up with several themes. All of them are related to the history of Hong Kong. The one that I like most is the Battle of Hong Kong. I don't think many students really know about this important event in December 1941.
The Battle of Hong Kong. I think it's a good idea. Actually, come to think about it, I know someone who might be able to help you. He is a very old man who fought against the Japanese in the Battle of Hong Kong. Maybe you could interview him. His name is Bill.
Bill. B-I-L-L. Like $100 bill.
Yes, that's right. I've got his email on my phone. Do you want me to send it to you?
Just tell me what it is, and I will type it into my phone now.
OK, here it is. The email address is last_soldier@gmail.com.
last_soldier@gmail.com. Got it. Thanks.
OK. What about this idea on childhood memories? Who suggested this theme?
I did. I was thinking of interviewing people who grew up in Hong Kong and asking them about their favourite memories of the city.
Childhood memories. Maybe. Do you have anybody in mind that you would like to interview?
No, not really.
You'll have to find somebody to interview then.
Okay, what about the last theme, life in the old days? I think it will be a good idea to produce some video clips to tell the audience what life for most people was like in Hong Kong in the old days.
You mean life in Hong Kong in the 50s and 60s?
Yes.
Well, that seems like a very good idea. I actually read an article about this topic on the BBC's website the other day. You can use it to add some interesting information.
So, which theme do you think we should choose?
Well, the Battle of Hong Kong seems to have a lot of potential. But why don't you guys discuss it more and give me your final decision later? Now, before we finish for today, I have some good news for you. You have been given a budget of $1,000 for the project.
Wow, $1,000! What can we spend it on?
Oh, just little things, you know, like food and drinks when you are out filming. Oh, and transport, of course, and maybe stationery.
Stationery?
Yes, like notepads, papers and pens. That is the end of task one. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.